Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what are the three missions of Warsaw's Polish History Museum? Robert Kostro is a Polish historian, journalist, columnist, and politician. In the 1980s, Mr. Kostro was active in the anti-communist Polish youth movement, and after the establishment of democracy, he held different government posts, including Director of Foreign Relations in the Prime Minister's Office and several positions in the Ministry of Culture. He later taught history at the Lazarski School of Commerce and Law. Since its founding in 2006, he's been the director of the Polish History Museum in Warsaw. Last week we spoke with Mr. Kostro about the history of the Jews in Poland and Jan Karski, who tried unsuccessfully to tell the world about what was happening in Europe during the Holocaust. This week we're bringing you the second part of the interview, in which he speaks with us about the Polish History Museum.
I would like to speak a little bit about the museum now. Can you tell us about when it was founded and what its mission is?
The idea of museum started in 2006, and the idea is to present Polish history. There is a couple of similar projects over the past years in Europe and in Western world. One of the most successful is in Germany, Deutsches Historisches Museum, but also there was a concept of the, such a house French history, and there is a concept of house of European history in Brussels, and we are one of such projects to present national history in a museum. And Polish History Museum is focused on three topics. First topic is the history of the liberty, because Poland has a very long tradition of republican rules and of parliamentarian regime. So we want to present this freedom tradition. Part of the tradition was tolerance, was acceptance, and was the ability to live in peace between people of different ethnic groups and denominations. But also there are constitutional traditions, like Constitution of the 3rd May, which was one of the first acts of such rank in the world. So we start with this old traditions, but we end up with solidarity movement, which we were eyewitnesses. I think that this experience of solidarity is one of the important factors to think about our history in a new way. Second topic is multicultural Polish tradition, because it is only after World War II that Poland is so homogeneous state. Because we don't have Jews, because our borders changed, because there was a big transfer of population. Cities like Lviv and Vilna, which were before war Polish, now are outside Poland, but towns like Wrocław, which was German, belongs now to Poland, and the whole structure of the society changed. So we want to show how through history changed Polish identity and how developed relations between Poles and other national and ethnic groups that lived in Poland, like Jews, like Lithuanians, like Belarusians, Ukrainians, Germans. And third topic concerns everyday life. I think that for most people today it's interesting to see and to get to know how people lived through centuries and how developed the style of life that they can see and they live today.
Can you tell us about the activities that you carry out?
Our idea from the very beginning was that we should not wait until the building of the museum is finished, but that we should launch many activities, exhibitions in cooperation with other institutions, educational projects, research projects, that can be essence of the museum, that we can, so by activities we can create the museum. So the building will be the final stage of the of our development. And so one of these projects is Jan Karski Unfinished Mission, where we have both an exhibition and educational packages and also many research activities and educational activities. And we bring information about Jan Karski and also the context of his, about Shoah, about the Polish underground to young people, and also we promote this exhibition abroad. Another interesting projects are projects like exhibitions. 2012 we had a big exhibition in the Royal Castle in Warsaw on the Polish First Republic and its multicultural traditions. And it was a very big success, and we received the Sibylla, which is the highest prize in for Polish museums in our country. And we also are involved in many activities abroad. So we cooperate with Imperial War Museum, with German museums, and so now we had the occasion also to cooperate with Centro Sefarad in Madrid. It was a great pleasure to us.
Can you tell us about Independence Station?
Yes. One of our activities is that we try to bring a much more fun to celebrations of Polish independence, because for many years our national celebrations were rather very solemn, very serious, and our idea was that we should have more fun, like in the United States with the 4th of July, or in France with the 14th of July, that we should make some games, but also some celebrations outside. And so every year for the Independence Day, we arrange such projects for young people, for families, for different people to give both some education and also make some fun by inviting music groups and other artistic organizing other artistic events in Warsaw.
When is that?
It's not a good weather actually, because it's 11th of November. Uh-huh. So it's sometimes it is very cold in Warsaw, but still many people are in the streets, and it's good way to convince people that even in November can be it's worth to go outside and celebrate Independence Day.
Is it the 11th of November because of the end of World War One, or is that just a coincidence?
It is connected with the World War One, because the end of the war was actually that Poland could regain its independence because of the collapse of three empires, Russia, Germany, and Austria. And actually, it's the date of 11th of November was taken as a symbolic date, because there was no declaration of independence. At that time, Józef Piłsudski, who created the Polish independent state, came to Warsaw and took power, because before he was arrested and he came from by train to Warsaw directly from Berlin.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that we might have left out?
I think that I spoke about the most important thing.
Okay, thank you very much.
And just a reminder that you can still see the Jan Karski exhibit at Centro Sefarad Israel in Madrid until June 30th. If you'd like more information about the exhibit, you can go to the link on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner @RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.